I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. With all the family in for the holidays, tell them to bring their rifles along, because there's still some deer hunting to be done in West Virginia. We'll talk a little more about it right after this. West Virginia is your season ticket to memorable deer hunting adventures. With an abundant deer population, 1.5 million acres of public land, and liberal regulations, hunting opportunities abound. The season starts in mid-October with archery season, followed by buck, antlerless, and muzzleloader seasons. That adds up to 3 months of refreshing outdoor experiences in the beautiful West Virginia hills. Four seasons, 9 chances, one destination, West Virginia. An odds-on favorite for deer hunters young and old. Visit our website, wvdnr.gov, for more information. Next week is the final week of 2004, but it's also the last opportunity to kill a deer in West Virginia. Monday and Tuesday are going to be designated youth hunting days for antlerless deer, and Wednesday through Friday we'll open it up to everybody. Dick Hall is with the DNR.
2 days for the youth hunt, December 27th and 28th, and then, of course, the what we consider a family deer hunt, which is 29th through the 31st, which is you have to have a Class N license for the specific county. During that day, and of course, if you've already filled your bag limit, you're done for the year. But in some counties, but for the most of the counties, there'll still be opportunity for people to hunt during that period of time.
Hall says the timing is perfect to get the family involved in a wholesome outdoor activity for the holidays.
It's a good opportunity. It's late in the year. There's a good chance there could be some snow cover on the ground in many areas, and gives opportunity for families to take their kids out and enjoy that time of year when everybody's off either from work or from school.
Certainly the deer have been hunted hard for the last several months, and their patterns will be no doubt changed, and their defenses running on high. But you're still going to find plenty of deer across West Virginia.
In some areas, we have reduced the population, but in the areas where we have extended the season, we're approaching our harvest objectives, and it looks like we're doing just what we need to do, and whether we'll continue this in the future will depending on what the outcome of this year's kill is. But there's still deer out there. Those people that have been muzzle holding last week saw a deer, and I had deer cross the road this morning in front of me as I was coming into work, so there's still deer out there.
The additional days to take an antlerless deer fit perfectly into the DNR's harvest objective plans in counties where the deer have simply become too plentiful for the habitat to support.
When we initially set this up, it was in 43 counties where we had the opportunity to, we wanted to harvest additional deer, and this was an opportunity. If you recall, last year we had a 22-day season. This year we had a 21-day season, and that last December, we killed somewhere in the neighborhood last year around 12,000-13,000 deer during that 4-day period last year.
West Virginia's license run on a calendar year, and therefore, once Saturday, New Year's Day, arrives, the license are expired and the season is over. Hopefully, you'll get the chance to take advantage of these late season hunting opportunities with the family next week. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.